So if you know or ever hear of anybody doing that, pray to God and ask for courage to stand up and explain to them why you don't. The last one I have on the list, and it's not necessarily an exhausted list, and that's immoral dreams. I share my story in this little red book about immoral dreams and my journey in finding victory, and found nothing. I either got justified or I got condemned. And I cried out to God one day, and I said, God, I don't understand why nobody knows what to do, and I don't either. But it doesn't make sense that when your word you say that we're supposed to have pure thoughts when we're awake, why you're okay with immoral dreams at night. I got up off of my knees and I sat in my chair and I started writing what came to my mind. And in that book, you'll find five steps. I call them five steps to a good night. Those are God's five steps to a good night. And as soon as I practiced those, they stopped immediately. I did it for a month, and then I kind of started slacking off. And they started coming back. So I did it for another 2 to 3 months. And they were gone. Completely stopped. Until I started sharing it with people. They started coming back.